And now this is a dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Hunnicutt, H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T, January 29, 1946. Addresses a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Betty, chronic kidney disease. Last visit in June. Persistent unsteadiness on walking, although no recent falls. New diagnosis of sleep apnea using CPAP machine. Also problems with urinary frequency. Prior treatment for overactive bladder. Medication Vibegon, V as in Victor I, D as in boy E, GROM, did not provide much of a help. She sees neurosurgeon for her communicating hydrocephalus with prior draining shunt, prior increase of that flow didn't really help. She denies headaches or changes on eyesight. Other review system is negative. I will highlight the losartan, HCTC, diltiazem as blood pressure treatment, and for diabetes weight reduction, presently on Zepbound, Z as in zoo, E-P-B-O-U-N-D. Just started a low dose, no major changes yet. Today, blood pressure 135/80 on the right side, overweight, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries in February, creatinine 1.59, which is baseline. GFR 33, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and stable anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, blood pressure well controlled, tolerating maximal dose of ARB losartan. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. Other medical issues as indicated above. Glad that she's tolerating the CPAP machine for the sleep apnea. Hopefully she can lose further weight. She will follow with neurology about above issues. All questions answered.